USA Radio News.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pled guilty earlier today to lying to Congress about a Russian real estate deal sought by then-candidate Mr. Trump in 2016. Former Deputy Attorney General John Yoo tells Fox News this news could be good or bad for President Trump.
This is a harm to the president, because if you look at what Michael Cohen's pled to, the likelihood that he's not going to serve any significant jail time for this, to me, this reads like the independent counsel, Robert Mueller, giving a reward to Michael Cohen for a lot of cooperation. On the upside for the president, even what Michael Cohen is pleading to here doesn't involve any kind of law-breaking by candidate Donald Trump during the primaries.
The president also tweeted that he's canceling his planned meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the G20 summit in Argentina. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Getting mental health treatment could soon be as heading over to Walmart. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Walmart's trying it out at one of its Texas locations. It's operated there by Boston-based Beacon Health Options, and its goal is making affordable mental health care easily accessible. The clinic at the Carrollton Walmart offers treatment for things like anxiety, depression, relationship issues, and grief. It has a sliding fee schedule for patients who don't have insurance, and it's working to get approved for Medicaid reimbursement. And there are already plans to open additional such locations in Walmarts nationwide. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The science is in, and Fido just isn't that special or smart. Researchers looked at dog intelligence and compared it with other animals such as wolves and dolphins. The study indicates that dogs don't particularly stand out when it comes to being smart. The findings are published in the Journal of Learning and Behavior. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
This week, former President Barack Obama spoke at a Rice University gala in Houston, Texas. Now, the former president said that oil production did go up during each year of his presidency, which is technically accurate. Obama was also saying that we should be thanking him, not President Trump. Regarding the role, though, that former President Obama played in energy production, former president of Shell Oil Company John Hofmeister tells Fox News,
The facts are the facts, and yes, the production did increase throughout his term. But frankly, he had nothing to do with it. This was production in states like Texas, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Colorado, North Dakota in particular. And these were all state decisions made with industry applications for permits. The federal government had no role. And if anything, he was trying to frustrate the efforts by taking federal lands off of the availability list, putting them out, you know, just no more drilling. He shut down the Gulf of Mexico for a period of 6 months, changed the regulations from an average of 60 to 80 pages per permit to 600 to 800 pages per permit. He also never approved the Keystone XL pipeline after dangling all the potential customers for 8 years, and it was in the eighth year when he said no Keystone pipeline.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.